To get an idea of what's going on in Puget Sound, I'm standing on the shoreline at Seahurst Park in Burien. It's a gorgeous area with views of the Olympics and great facilities for swimming and fishing. But a big problem with it is the 40-year-old seawall that's built along the water's edge. It's nearly half a mile long and 10 feet tall in places, and that's been effectively strangling the ecosystem here. With me is Steve Romer with the Burien Parks Department, a project lead on taking down this wall. Steve, how do you expect this place to change once this is done?
Yeah, it's going to change very significantly. It's pretty much a dead system as far as forage fish and spawning areas go. What we're going to do is take out that structure, restore the beach to as natural as it was before 1972 when the seawall was installed. The beach will gradually slope back closer to the forested hillsides, so it'll just look like a natural Pacific Puget Sound beach profile rather than this concrete man-made built perch beach situation.
It'll be the biggest seawall removal project on Puget Sound, and as such, it's an important part of the action agenda put forth by the Puget Sound Partnership. That's the state agency leading the cleanup. Its Deputy Director Alana Naster says doing away with this kind of shoreline armoring, as they call it, is an area where we've been falling behind.
It's a tough one because people are afraid that if they don't have armoring, their properties will flood. And this is an example of a project we can show people where if you do it right, if you build your, we call it soft armoring, or you take down the wall and do the right things, you won't have flooding impacts. It may even be better for your property.
And she says even though the State of the Sound report that the partnership has just put out shows progress in only 3 of 21 areas they call vital signs, any progress is important to show that recovery is possible.
We're competing with high priority things, and we understand that. We have health care needs. We have homeless populations. So the fact that the state is willing to put some money behind Puget Sound is miraculous in and of itself.
The 3 major improvements are healthier shellfish beds, better water quality at swimming beaches, and more estuary restoration. Some of the bad news in the report includes continuing declines in the orca population and in herring stocks, and there's still a funding gap of nearly $400 million over the next 2 years to get everything done that they say is critical to the Sound's recovery. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.